and welcome back to part two of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for September 1989. Hello, I'm Fred Bobby. Just before we get into the travel log with John Bowker and Phil Wayne's Market Scope, I'd like to remind you about the National Radio Club's Publication Center, which is in Mansfield, New York, and headed up by Ken Chatterton. And Ken does a fine job of keeping all our DX materials in close proximity to club members, and they're also very reasonably priced. Such as the AM Radio Log. Now, this log is in its ninth edition. It's $12.95 U.S., $13.95 Canadian, $16.95 U.S. non-members, and $17.95 to Canadian non-members of the club. And don't forget, they have a enlarged type edition of the AM Radio Log. It's only $19.95 for members, $22.95 for non-members. Now, if you're one of those people that like to DX the FM band, and perhaps you'd like to send in a reception report and hopefully get a QSL from an FM station, you need the NRC FM station address book. Now, this is kept very current and very up-to-date. It's only $8.95 U.S., $9.45 Canadian. Now, here's something which is really handy, and that is the sunrise-sunset maps. Now, as many of you know, there's a definite line that the FCC gives the different territories of the United States that stations have to sign on and sign off at a particular time. Well, these maps show those sunrise and sunset times, so you have an idea of what time a station might be going off the air because they're a daytimer only, or perhaps changing their pattern or dropping power. Handy little set of maps called the sunrise-sunset maps. Only $2 from the NRC Publication Center. And don't forget the Broadcaster's Guide to DX. This is a handy little pamphlet to send to a station, especially a station which might not know a lot about DXers, and you might have a hard time getting a QSL back from the station. And what this guide does is it tells a lot about the DX hobby and a lot about the National Radio Club. There's a set of 20 of these pamphlets for only $1.50, and they come in Spanish versions and also French versions, so it's really nice. And finally, I'd like to tell you about the mug. No, not Phil Wayne. I'm not talking about that mug. I'm talking about the 9-ounce coffee mug from the NRC Pub Center. It's $6 U.S., $6.75 Canadian and Mexican addresses, and it's a nice porcelain coffee mug with the NRC emblem on the side. It's great. If anything, it'll keep. You can put it on top of your radio and keep your radio from flying away. How about that? Anyways, we're very busy around here getting all this information out. And I know John's real busy. John is just now walking in with a stack of papers, and we're ready to get going with the travel log. And we're just going to keep busy and just keep going, right, John?
Well, Fred, it's been a busy month for both of us, has it not? And the responses that we got to the DX Audio Service trivia questions from last month on the answer machine were remarkable. As a matter of fact, I'm going to add a little bit to that this month. But tell you what I'd like to do is give you the answers. As a matter of fact, we got two real bona fide answers to the question that we asked last month, and that was, what station is in the middle of the list of stations in the United States, not including Hawaii and Alaska, if you arrange them by frequency and then by state and then by city? What station is in the middle? Listen to a couple of the answers that we got.
Hi, John. This is Ron Clark from Walkertown, North Carolina. Yeah, in answer to the trivia question, my guess would be, since the dial has balanced out some with these new stations coming, I'd still say I'm going to go with WOWO, and Fort Wayne being the center of your list.
Timothy Hendel, Miami, Florida, 33130. My guess is that the station in the middle of the list, WNDR, 1260 on the dial, Syracuse, New York.
Oh, boy. Well, I tell you what, Ron, Tim was closer, and everyone else who gave informal answers to the quiz. Let me tell you what the computer shows. Got it right here, the computer printout. The lowest station, the very first one you come to, is KPUP. We've been hearing about that on the DX Audio Service through Jerry and others. Carmel Valley, California. That's the first station on the list at 540, because it's in California, you see. And the highest one is, as Sun John said last time, in Wheeling, 1600. WBBD is the most recent call sign. But the one in the middle is at 1280 on the dial. It's in Pearsall, Texas. KVWG, I have it down as. So Tim Hendel wins the 90-minute cassette tape. Congratulations, Tim. Gee, it's about time I sent you a tape. You've sent me a half dozen or so. from all over the country one time or another, so thanks very much. Now, last month I also asked a series of questions. Let's see, I think John and I had five IDs that we simply couldn't identify. And here are some of the answers that we got on the answer machine here at the DX Audio Service in New Jersey. Listen.
Joe Fernandez, Uniontown, Pennsylvania, U-N-I-O-N-T-O-W-N, Pennsylvania. Concerning the unknown frequency of the four call letters, W-J-P-A is 1450 on the AM dial in Washington. It's Washington, Pennsylvania, about 50 miles from here.
Hi, this is Chuck Ray from Leamington, Ontario. W-Y-J-C is 860, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. It used to be WAMO, they changed it to W-Y-J-Z, and then back to WAMO again. W-S-G-X is 1280, Sarasota, Florida. That one's still in effect. And the other was W-H-U-Z, Huntington, Indiana. That used to be, or it still is, at 103.1, except now it's W-O-W-O. FM, that is. Okay, have a good day, and goodbye.
Well, this is Mrs. Ann Porter, Washington, Pennsylvania. And I just want to tell you that WJPA Washington, whose frequency you didn't know is 1450. And I'm almost positive that WYJZ, the City of Champions, is no more, but I'll check that out and call you back later.
Hi, John. This is Juan Clark from Walkertown, North Carolina. You have my address. Two for you. On your list of four or five there that you didn't know where they were from or frequency. Okay, that is an ID I gave you of WYJZ. I gave you one in my mess of tapes that I sent you. My 39 seconds ran out, John. As I was saying, that's WYJZ 860 in Pittsburgh. It diverted from WAMO for about a year into those call letters. And the WJPA in Washington, that's AM 1450. That's the only two I can help you with, and I guess on the trivia. And I'm going to send you a tape of my recent trip to the east coast of North Carolina. Bye.
And indeed, Ron did send me a cassette of half a dozen or more stations from his trip to the Carolina shore. And maybe that's a good tip for the rest of you. If you ever go on trips and have an AM radio in your car with a cassette recording capability, you know, turn it on every hour and see what you can get and send it into the DX Audio Service here. Now, we did have another ID on that tape last month that I was in touch with Jerry Starr. Actually, Jerry wrote me a letter. We see so little of each other these days. Let me just play you the ID, and then Jerry's going to... Well, let me tell you what Jerry said. He says, hi, John. Okay. On the IDs, the very first cut was W-N-A-E, Nancy Alpha Easy, that would be, 1310 Warren, Pennsylvania. He says it's a daytime regular here. And the ID was this one. I must tell you that Son John said that he couldn't identify what the station was, but it sounded to him like the girls were singing, or the guys, 13 at the end. And indeed, WNAE is at 1310 on the dial. But I have a terrible time, Jerry, still hearing them say WNAE, so maybe there's something to be said about the call letters and the fallacies thereof. What can I tell you? And I guess the rest of them we got, so thanks very much, Jerry, for sending that in. Now, that worked so well. In place of a trivia question this month, where, you know, I know the answer, I'm going to play you a couple more IDs that I'm having trouble putting on cassettes. Now, I must admit to you, partly because the computer is down, but none of my printed logs that I have from a broadcasting magazine or anything show me where these should be on the frequency tape. So if you know the frequencies of either of these two stations, you can call me. Once again, the answering machine will be on at 609-799-0528. Listen.
WKKW-AM, FM, Clarksburg, West Virginia.
San Francisco y toda el área de la Bahía.
Well, what can I tell you? Clarksburg, West Virginia, and obviously San Francisco. I think that was an ID out of San Francisco. It sounded to me like K-I-C-Y, but I don't know. And, of course, one of the things that comes up every now and then, some of you fellas slip in an FM ID, and I keep no records on FM stations whatsoever. So you know, that really throws me for a loop. And maybe that's what's happened here. I don't know. But if you have any hints, give me a buzz, as I said. Incidentally, the answering machine that we use on this 0528 number in New Jersey is rather interesting in that my voice that you hear when you call the number is not on tape. That's on a computer chip. And if my guess is right, instead of using cassette tapes and compact discs and all that, probably within 10 years, we're all going to be using computer chips for recording audio, if not video by then. Who knows? But I was rather amused, and the whole machine cost $39.95 at one of these discount stores, so I figured, I'll use that as an answering machine. And a number of people got trapped by the 39-second limit, so forgive me for that. But, heck, we're only having fun doing this. And remember, you'll have a 39-second limit if you call in with either of the two IDs I just played you. Now, the response to some of the oddities I played you last month as we ended the 1600 tape the month before were kind of interesting in that I mentioned, sort of cryptically, that there were a number of ID jingles that I loved. I played you the WIBC one from Indianapolis, but at least two people, and I think a third implied, that they'd be interested to know some of these other ID jingles that were so, in my view, outstanding. Well, I'm flattered that you even ask. Let me tell you one I didn't mention on the tape. Why more stations haven't picked this up as a news sounder? You know, the little music they play to introduce the news. Listen to this one. I think this is so inventive, so obvious, and yet nobody else has used it.
And now David Henderson with What's New. This is KSFO News.
Now, do you recognize that? That's the song that Linda Ronstadt made popular most recently. It's called What's New. And it's a terrific logo or, you know, sounder for a newscast. I thought that was one. I mentioned the Living Sound in Cleveland. And of the three people who mentioned they'd never heard of the Living Sound, let me play you that jingle right here from the station.
The Living Sound, WJW, Cleveland.
I think that's class. That's a class thing. And the KWK one, well, we'll get to that another time. To the heart of the matter now, for September, we were chastised roundly for not going above 1600, and we were told, we hope you'll at least start at 5:30 on the dial. Well, let me tell you, we are never to be outdone. We don't start at 5:30 on the dial at all. Listen.
290.
This is BBC Radio Medway, Kent's one and only all-day music news and information station.
You didn't know they came that low, did you? That was 290. If you think that's bad. Interesting, isn't it, that the stations, both of them, do not identify by call signs. They identify by dial position, which, of course, is an interesting way to do it, since that's what people have to remember when they're going to find the station. Same way the Canadians do it. I'll be making a treatise on this one of these days. I'm forewarning you, Fred and Mike. I'm going to have my own editorial, which probably will never make it on the DX audio service. Speaking of which, I feel I should have a trumpet fanfare, but I don't have one, so that's all right. I have one over there in the records, but that's all right. We are now prepared, here at the beginning of the academic year, September 1989, to begin a dial scan, all the way from the left to the right. We're going to start at 5:30 on the dial, since that's what our neighbors to the north are now using for broadcasting. And one by one or so, we're going to make our way up the dial here on the DX Audio Service. 5:30 kilohertz. This is what you hear.
This is CJFT Radio Fort Erie, presenting a Golden Age swinging salute to the Friendship Festival and introducing our new programming format, which will continue through the entire weekend and on into the future on CJFT. This is CJFT Radio 530, FT 53.
Hey, they play my kind of music. That's Tommy Dorsey's Chicago. Some of you might remember that, and some of you may not, too. Let's see, we can get it with a little less static. Of course, 530 on the dial is very susceptible to electrical noise, so let's see what we can do.
It's 6 o'clock at CJFT 53.
The Fort Erie Racetrack, here is Darrell Wells with a recap of today's racing results, brought to you by the Casa Inn, Niagara Street North in Welland.
One of the interesting things about this station is they've adopted a whole bunch of songs that are very familiar and put their call letters in the middle of them.
We can't stop loving you.
In fact, son John was there with his family in Niagara Falls and made about an hour's worth of tape of CJFT for us here at the DX Audio Service. And among other things, he found himself just about to turn off the cassette as they'd start a song and find they were in the middle of a jingle. So if you're up that way, be careful on CJFT. 5:30 on the dial is not allocated for broadcasting in the United States. It's used for the Traveler's Information Services, these low-power stations that you hear at airports and Disneyland and all that kind of thing. That's not broadcasting. The TIS is not a broadcasting service, although it gets to be kind of a fine point, I admit. So the first of the broadcast frequencies in the United States is 540 kilohertz, and we're going to start that in the October 1989 DX Audio Service Travelogue. We'll play you a number of IDs from that frequency. Well, Fred, what about Topeka, 1989, the National Radio Club Convention? That's coming up Labor Day weekend. That's only a few days. Good grief. Think Topeka, everybody. I'll be back with you next month here on the Travelogue of the DX Audio Service. Fred?
Okay, John, thank you very much. Now let's swing it over to Phil Wayne with a look at Market Scope.
Well, thanks once again for another spectacular introduction, Fred. Hi, Phil Wayne here for the DX Audio Service and Market Scope. Back once again in the City of the Angels and stuck right smack dab in the middle of the FM band as we look to finish out our glimpse into LA's radio. And now, with his finger anxiously on the big red button, here's our guest host, Market Scope Mark Marino.
Do you know the differences between church denominations and cults? Hi, this is Walter Martin. You know, there really is a vast difference between these two terms. If you have a question about any of the cults or about the Bible in general, you have a direct toll-free line into my office in our studio each weekday on The Bible Answer Man. So join me right here on KKLA FM 99.5. The Bible Answer Man's heard this afternoon at 3 o'clock.
Sharing the word throughout your day on KKLA.
Talk Back with Bob Larson, with best-selling author and commentator, Bob Larson.
At 100.3 on the dial was KIQQ with Transtar's Light Rock format. I recorded this tape in the middle of February, and everything seemed to be going along just fine.
K-Lite 100 FM's At Work Network. Good morning to Mary Ellen Pearson at work at Shepherd and Moore Insurance Agency, Inc. in North Hollywood. And thanks for having the Southlands light on. It's 8:41 at K-Lite 100 FM. K-Lite 100 FM, your light music station at 8:57 with 30 minutes worth playing on K-Lite 100 FM.
The Linda was mine till the time that I found her.
KIQQ Los Angeles, KLITE Los Angeles, Orange County, LA's light music station, KLITE 100 FM.
But on March 17th, the bulb burnt out in the light in the middle of our dial. Those seeking another 30 minutes of commercial-free, easy-going favorites got quite a surprise.
Broadcasting live over North America, this is Pirate Radio. No wimps allowed. The mothership has landed. Radio 100.3 FM. Welcome to the jungle.
Did you like what you heard? Well, you don't have to live in Los Angeles to continue to hear it. For a dollar a minute, you can listen to Pirate Radio on 1-900-990-8000. At 101.1 on the dial is K-Earth 101, LA's fourth oldie station. Well, they've been around for a long time. It seems like they've been around
since 1873.
K-Earth 101.
K-Earth 101, Sky Saxon and the Seeds, the ultimate flower power band. Here's a lady who would have this out in 1967. Later go on to play Julie Cotter on Welcome Back, Cotter. Here's Marcia Strassman. K-Earth 101, 1244. Flower Power for lunch. One of the greats, the LA's own strawberry alarm clock with incense and peppermint. K-Earth 101. K-Earth 101. Boy, if that doesn't reek of flower power, I don't know what does. 1247 at K-Earth 101. Time to qualify a couple of folks for one of five GE microwave ovens. Call us 667-520-787-977. KRTH. K-Earth 101, congratulating Bob Rusnak of Labuete, working down in Lindbergh Heat Treating, and also Andy Millard of Garden Grove, each qualified to win one of five GE microwave ovens. Drawing will be held with me on Friday from K-Earth 101. K-Earth 101, part of all of that stuff that was going on in the days of Flower Power and Chambers Brothers, who were actually just more than that sort of material. I remember seeing them in a show. They were incredible doing stuff a cappella. I remember one night seeing them just do the old Ames Brothers song of all things from about 1953 called Undecided and doing it a cappella. And those guys were an absolute standout. Chambers Brothers, 1256 at K-Earth 101 in the midst of Flower Power for lunch. And in a moment, a song that, gee, I don't think we played on the show in a couple of years by the dust on this one. It was sitting in my office buried under stuff. The original version of Wedding Bell Blues that the Fifth Dimension would turn into an extremely popular hit from its writer. Next at K-Earth 101.
Hurry in and start saving on office supplies now.
K-Earth 101.
FM, Los Angeles, America's number one classic rock and roll station, K-Earth 101.
KRTH, Los Angeles.
101.9, owned by Golden West, used to be KUTE, The Quiet Storm. Then it was changed to KMPC FM. And the call was again changed in March to KEDG. Full Spectrum Rock and Roll. Well, I was hoping to get a real nice recording of KEDG Full Spectrum Rock and Roll for the DX Audio Service, but by the time I got back from my vacation...
K-Line 101.9. I'm Doc Bailey. No, this is not a National Geographic special. That's Toto with Africa. Hope you had yourself a good weekend. Got a lot of rest. Got a lot of music coming up for you. Lots lots of good stuff. Vanessa Williams, Neil Diamond, Billy Joel. Those are just three that we have waiting for you from 101.9 K-Light.
Welcome to the world of water.
Some restrictions on airline tickets may apply.
As a public service reminder, K-Light wants you to know that the Fair Housing Program is designed to advance equal housing opportunity and to combat illegal housing discrimination. For more info, the number to call is 213-539-6191. We're K-Light. K-Light 101.9. That is my theme song, I think. I am just an innocent man. This is Doc Bailey. That's Billy Joel. You know, we never interrupt the music between 20 of and 20 after. These are Southern California's longest light music sweeps on K-Light.
Look who's turning the light back on.
Hello.
Light favorites for Los Angeles and the home of Southern California's longest light music suite. 101.9 K-Light.
This is Commander Chuck Street for KISS-FM.
Many consider Mike Schmidt the best all-around third baseman in baseball history. I'm Coach Charlie Wright. Keep your eye on the ball.
Just ahead of Madonna. It's going to be mostly sunny today, few clouds and kind of cool, a beach high of 64, but it could go up to 78 in the valleys. At 7 o'clock, I'm Liz Fulton, and we're already up to 58 degrees.
Rockin' Southern California from the top of Mount Wilson. KISS-FM and AM, Los Angeles.
KISS-FM, Los Angeles.
Exactly. To the second, it is 7:06. Happy, my gosh, look at this. May 30th, I've just been authorized to call your birthday coming up next for $1,000 in the million dash.
Well, I've been waiting.
She's got that invisible touch. It is 7:09. Rigney's in the morning. Okay, I wanted to put, where is Wally?
We all,
if for one time, one last time, can you please knock off Wally?
Yeah, listen, you stupid little loaded pervert. This is Wally George, and I guarantee you, Rick, no matter what you say, I'm coming over there, and I'm going to shut you down.
You are not going to shut this show down.
Listen, you little idiot. I'm coming with my security guard, and you're going to be out of here. Not only that, you're going to be in the slammer.
Excuse me?
And he hangs up.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Wally George from the Snow Channel, Channel 56. He has not responded. I had challenged Wally. I don't know if you heard about this. Coach, this might make your sports.
Yes.
I have challenged Wally to a tag team match.
What?
You choose anybody you want. You choose anybody you want. Let me choose anybody I want. And we want to go championship wrestling. I want to wrestle Wally George.
Wow.
But a tag team between two professional wrestlers tagging us. And let's just see who wins. He can choose anybody he wants. We'll set it up at the wherever you want. And he can choose anybody he wants. And let's just see who wins.
Can you give us a hint? Whom might you choose?
Well, what do you think? H-H? Does that sound pretty good?
The big H-H.
The big H-H. The Hulkster. Yeah, maybe Wally wants the Hulkster, too. We'll just have to see. But it's going to be some of that stuff. The wimp won't even respond. After we beat him up, he comes into the dressing room at the Universal Amphitheater. You saw that whole thing, the big fight. Now he tried to sue me for $20 million, and now he's back on the phone again. And I just...
Yeah, listen, you...
Hey. Anyway, are you listening, Wally Wimp? 7-Eleven, this is it. We went... Give me that birthday. Give me that.
Okay.
Talking about him.
Give it to him.
All right, August 15th. The next day is Madonna's birthday. The day Elvis died, the day Madonna was born. Okay. August 15th. Anybody with an August 15th, here is the number to call.
520-102.7. In the 714, it's 977-102.7.
All right. August 15th. This is it. For $1,000 in cash, and you qualify for the $1 million dash for cash, which is 102.7 seconds to grab all you can out of a bank vault with $1 million in there. Good luck. We'll do it now. 7:12.
Imagine the perfect 10.
I'll be back in less than 10 minutes with more traffic info right here at KISS FM.
All right, Commander, we're looking for somebody with an August 15th birthday for $1,000 in cash right now. And Lisa Watkins, good morning to you.
Good morning. Hello?
When's your birthday, Lisa?
August 15th. I have you playing on the radio. It's hard to hear.
Well, good morning.
I've been listening to you.
Good for you.
Whenever you hear a half hour or more of continuous soft hits, you're listening to the station that makes you feel good. LA's Coast 103. LA's Coast 103, where our specialty is playing up to a half hour or more of continuous soft hits. We're doing it every hour throughout your holiday weekend, and we'll begin up to another half hour of continuous music again before this hour's up. Well, hello there. Lori Sanders keeping you company on this Memorial Day, and if you're headed home, not from work, but from a long weekend, we'll take a look at freeway conditions with Mike Nolan. He's got bird's eye view from the Coast 103 airplane. We'll do that in just a couple of moments. A check of our LA and Orange County holiday weekend weather. Well, the remainder of the weekend looks very nice. Fair skies are expected this evening, a little bit breezy, and cooler temperatures tonight. Our low down around 52 downtown, 45 in the valley areas. Tuesday looks wonderful. Continued sunny and breezy with a high reaching 75. Currently, Burbank has 66. Tustin and Orange County report 68. And it's 63 degrees along the coast.
Hi, Mark and Kim here. We're on the phone with Shirley Chester from the city of Burbank. Hi, Shirley.
Hi.
Available at Zales Jewelers.
It's 6:20 and time to see how our freeways look with Mike Nolan, high in the sky in the Coast 103 airplane. And Mike, with everyone coming back from the long weekend, how do our freeways look?
Well, a lot of people coasting in with us on their way back from the lake or the river or perhaps Palm Springs. And as a result, very busy on the sand. But as you know, freeway's been a tough drive up through the Banning Pass. And using the RE system, Mike Nolan with traffic on California's Coast.
Thank you, Mike, and we'll check back with you in about 10 minutes. Until then, we're going to make your ride home an easy one with continuous soft hits. Here's Kenny G and Smokey Robinson on LA's Coast 103. As promised, we're beginning up to another half hour of continuous soft hits with love songs on the coast beginning at 7. So sit back and turn up the stereo and coast a while with Southern California's Coast 103.
I've always said it was enough to love.
Good evening. It's 7 o'clock with Lori Sanders and time for Love Songs on the Coast from Coast 103. An entire evening filled with love songs for you and the one that you love.
KLST.
KBIG is at 104.3. It used to be a beautiful music station, but the boys at Bonneville got tired of coasting along in the ratings. They wanted to become big.
Hi, this is Guy Davis by request, and Chip is with me on the phone. Hey, Chip, where are you calling from?
Downtown Los Angeles.
And you're an artist.
Yes.
Yeah, so are you working right now?
Yes, I paint watercolors. I'm working on a wave series right now.
So it's a wave series.
Yeah, it's a series of paintings with striped waves.
All right, sounds interesting. Listen, just for calling, we have Elton John's latest album, Red Strikes Back, from MCA Records. We'll send you the cassette.
Thank you.
And what can I play for you tonight?
Could you play The Wind Beneath My Wings?
All right, here is Bette Midler, by request on KBIG 104. One great song after another. KBIG with Bette Midler, The Wind Beneath My Wings. Chip called up and requested that tonight. Also, Betty from San Fernando gave us a call. That was a nice set of music to start this Monday night off. We had Barry Manilow going back to 1978, ready to take a chance again. Also Fleetwood Mac everywhere. And we're off to a flying start, as always. Great requests coming in. In fact, I've got a request for Cher's latest out, After All, with Peter Cetera, George Michael, Elton John, Aretha, Barbara Streisand, Debbie Gibson, The Beach Boys. What else here? Roberta Flack. Also, the new song from Breathe is coming up by request. All This I Should Have Known. The phone lines are open. All you have to do is let us know what you would like to hear. 1-800-441-0104 or 213-851-KBIG. Orange County has 63 at 65 at KBIG 104. Southern California's clearest and strongest FM signal, KBIG with Breathe, All This I Should Have Known. David Glasper on lead vocals for the guys. And Vicky from Costa Mesa called up and requested that tonight. Also, we had Mr. Mister and Steve from Glendale gave us a phone call requesting that. Coming up, I have requests for Neil Diamond. The phone lines are open if you'd like to make your request at 1-800-441-0104 or 213-851-KBIG. Well, hi there, I'm Guy Davis. We've got more requests coming up this hour from Simply Red, their latest out. Also, Glenn Frey, Chicago. Keep it right here, KBIG 104.
KBIG, Los Angeles.
Ooh, this is KKGO, FM 105.1. That is a new release from Don Poole. And remember all the great sides from Don and saxophonist George Adams? Well, now they've both gone their separate ways and both have new releases out. This is Don's. We'll get to George's in a little while. Don Poole and, with Gary Peacock and Tony Williams from a new release titled New Beginnings. And that selection is called Once Upon a Time. Then we had a couple of things from Super Sax. The first one, they were joined by L.A. Voices with Sue Rainey and then the band itself and If I Would Lose You.
Now there's a station you can't pick up on the telephone, but you can pick it up if you have a satellite station. Next, highly successful 105.9 KPWR with Jay Thomas.
Power 106, that's Taylor Dane. It's 10 minutes before 7 o'clock, that's 6:50. Don't forget, Thursday morning at 7:10, you be sure to set your clock radio to win $25,000. We'll call out a birthday if it matches yours. You can get 25 grand. Has anybody, we haven't given away any money for Elmer Fudd or for Donald, not Donald Duck. He didn't do Donald. He did Daffy Duck.
There's someone on the phone.
There's someone on the phone now. Mel Blanc is 81. He did all those voices. And let's hear if someone can imitate him now at 10 before 7. It's the Power Morning Zoo. Hello.
Hello, Jay.
Another Elmer Fudd. I forgot that he did that.
Yeah, well, Mr. Elmer Fudd was one of the better parts of Mr. Mel Blanc. You know what I'm going to have for dinner this morning?
What are you having, Elmer?
I'm going to have rabbit stew with a check from Jay Thomas.
You're not going to get a check.
Do you have any more of them Twizzlers? Or how about some Raisinets?
Raisinets. That's exactly what I'm giving you for the crummiest Elmer Fudd. We're giving you a snack pack of Raisinets. Catch some Rays. Get some Raisinets. Hold on.
Hey.
There you go.
It's time now for the Power 106 Morning Zoo. Horrible horoscopes. And now, here's your horrid human host, Jay Thomas.
Plenty of time to check some calls I gotta make later when this thing is over. Hi and good morning. It's 9 minutes before 7 o'clock, 6:51. Moon is in Aries today. You know what that means. Bad, unusual day for Aries, the airheads, Cancers, Capricorns, and of course Libras will all go down the tube too. Aries, your herb is ginger. Your symbol is the ram. Sometimes you like to ram somebody named Ginger. I'm sorry. Your motto is I am, which of course rhymes with ram. And David Letterman is in Aries, and of course he only dates women named Ginger. All right, just as quiet here as it is at your home. If you're at Aries at 6:52, today, Aries, the moon is in your sign, and unfortunately, your foot will be in your mouth. Be careful who you talk to out of turn today, okay? Cancer, moon child, stay out of the sun, raisin head. I mean, after this weekend, you better start buying stock in Retin A, all right? Capricorn, you'll be smelling something funny this morning. That either means the exterminator's been to your home or Liz Taylor's new perfume ain't working on your skin. If you're a Libra or a Libra, you moved this weekend, didn't you? Just like millions of other Americans. Good luck finding your can opener and some toilet tissue this morning. You didn't think about that the other day.
I'm Nan Jeffries, Power 106.
Power 106 weather for the Southland. Clear and sunny skies on tap today and a little cooler, too. Highs downtown in the low 70s, near 75 in the valleys only. In the mid-60s along the coast. Right now it's 61 degrees. I'm Monica Brooks and you're up to date at 6:59. As we get you back to more of your freshest music. And Jay Thomas.
Well, thanks for making us number one and putting our bumper sticker on your bumper. And our private line is open. We listen to you at 213-520-KPWR. Call us and tell us what you think.
Just about 7 o'clock now. And Sherelle with Alexander O'Neill.
The most music power, 106. Thousand watts of music power.
Music power.
KPWR Los Angeles. It's the Morning Zoo with Jay Thomas on Power 106.
Wow. People say, are you nuts? No, no. We're just loaded. That's all. It's 5 minutes after 7 o'clock.
I beg your pardon?
I mean, with money. We've given away almost $100,000 in instant cash, and we're going to do it and take it over the top. $25,000, and we kid you not, Thursday morning at 7:10. Write it down, because all you need to know is your own birthday, and wake up with us. It's Information Society, Power 106.
106.7 is KROQ, and they're one of the few stations in the country that I know about programming a new wave format.
No more, no less, that's a magic number.
Flashback.
K-Rock.
Over there, will you?
Okay, on KROQ FM, Valley Girl. You know, I'll never forget. I've been in K Rock long enough. Actually, this has been my only job, folks. I mean, if you really want something that's sick, I have never actually been paid for a job anywhere but here.
The most important thing, you know, that I wanted to make a point of.
What? Because what tattoo?
That you were born and raised in California.
Right.
At 107.5 on the dial is Spanish formatted KLVE.
Buenos días, son las 8:31. Pepe Barreto.
And there you have it, folks. Every major station in the L.A. market. I hope you've enjoyed listening to all these different stations in different formats. And maybe sometime we'll do it again. For Market Scope, this is Mark Marino for the DX Audio Service.
Thanks, Mark, for all your help in putting together one of the best Market Scope editions ever produced. But all the audio service guys are here in the studio saying, what about pirate radio? Well, we saved most of that for our look at the new Rock 40 stations, namely WDFX Detroit and KQLZ Los Angeles. That promises to be an interesting perspective next month on Market Scope. By the way, I have a new address. If you'd like to contact me, write to Phil Wayne, 4265 Keygate Drive, number 24, Toledo, Ohio, 43614-4889. Or call area code 419-382-5967. See you right here next month on Market Scope.
We'll be back in a moment, right after this station break.
WGBS Miami.
This is WIBC, the only station in Indianapolis secure enough to mention other stations' call letters.
William Irving Baker Charlie.
WIBC, Indianapolis.
WIBC, when I was a little bitty baby, my mama used to knock me in the cranium with a cold, rotten seal-backed comb.
Rotten seal-backed comb.
Indianapolis.
Nick.
I couldn't refuse putting those on the end of the tape there for John Bowker. How you like that? William Irving Baker Charlie. If there ever was a DX ID, there it is. Anyways, that just about wraps it up for the National Radio Club's DX audio service for September 1989. Like to remind you to be sure to send your tapes back as soon as possible. We'll be going to press as soon as we get back from the convention, and we'll let you know what's going on, okay? See you next month. WIBC.